Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
The cattle futures today ended up 80 lower in February following a significant increase in the number of deliveries yesterday. It put the oldest date all the way up to January 25th from December. So most of the people that are long the February are now out. But that spread really moved today with February down 80 and April actually up 42 at 123.67. June live cattle up 40 at 120. The feeder cattle were a little bit lower in March. They were down 35 at 139.15. The April's down 12 at 143.37. The May's up 2, 145.45. But not a whole lot of action on the feeder cattle today either. Overnight, the grain prices moved pretty significantly, and I think that had an impact, and people were trying to sort through that to see what they wanted to do with the cattle. And also, the weather is extremely cold, obviously. And Oklahoma City on Monday is going to be closed. Of course, it's a holiday as well. But people just aren't wanting to move cattle in these frigid temperatures. I'm not sure what that'll have in terms of weight gains and feedlots and then the stress it puts on cattle on wheat right now. But generally speaking, normally you get one or two real cold spells during the winter, and that usually is a bullish thing for the futures.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Today's Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures both closed in the red. The Kansas City July finished down 2 cents at 619.5. And so a little bit disappointing, but if you saw what happened last night and then throughout today, there was quite a bit of positive in the market as a whole. Corn was anywhere from 4 to 7 higher, with the old crop, like the March, for instance, was 6.5 higher at 541. And the low overnight was 524, so what's that, roughly 16 cents off of the low in the corn. December corn was 4.5 higher at 452, and they were roughly 10 cents off of their lows. The soybeans anywhere from 10 to 15 cents higher. November finished up 10 and 3 quarters at 1173. So the corn and beans really came back overnight. This morning, the South Americans or Brazilians, CONAB, released their crop forecast, and it looks like corn and soybean total production are both higher out of Brazil, which is sort of expected given the higher price, but that was thought to maybe weigh on the market, but it actually rallied following that.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.